I'm going to, I see one person that was with us, maybe two, but I'm going to share something. I don't know, it's still strong in my heart. I'm going to continue it and look at it from the aspect of healing. But when I got up this morning and I was kind of just getting ready to come in, I kept hearing this scripture, my heart, or this phrase, my heart is fixed. My heart is fixed, oh God, my heart is fixed. And I was looking at that this morning in the area of prayer, and we get together at noon for prayer, and just looking at that, but I also want to look at it again from the area of healing and look at whether your heart's fixed. Is it fixed and settled concerning that? We may think so, but let's just explore that and meditate on that a little bit. It's good to think about these things. Is my heart fixed? You may say, oh yeah, mine's fixed, I'm settled, you know. But we'll look at the scriptures and see what makes a heart fixed and settled. And it's good to look at that. Father, we look into your word this evening, and we thank you for the opportunity to meditate upon your word and to think about it and to dwell upon it, and we have the opportunity and a responsibility to act upon it. So, Father, as we hear your word and as we act upon it, just like we've just read, they heard the word, but they acted upon it by confessing it. And they acted upon the word. And we thank you, Father, that we have that same opportunity. And, Father, we thank you for the word of God, which is the power of God. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you've been sent and you dwell in us to help us. You've been sent alongside us to help us, or you're in us, but you've been sent to help us and to unfold and reveal the word of God to us. So we thank you that as we meditate upon the word of God, we thank you that you will unfold and reveal to us light in our hearts and confirm things that we already know, water things that we've already planted, and become more sound and sure and secure in the word of God. So, Father, we thank you. And, Father, we lift up this country, and we thank you that Jesus is Lord over this country. And we lift up the president of this United States and his family, and the vice president and his family, and the secretary of state and his family. And we thank you for them. We ask for their protection. We lift up all of the elected officials in the House of Representatives, in the Senate. And Satan, we bind you and forbid you to continue to disrupt and to create strife in this country. We forbid you to continue, and we command you now to be still and quiet in your influence of the lawmakers and the representatives in this country. And Father, we thank you for the angelic hosts that have been released into this government to create harmony and peace in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, it's interesting. Doesn't have anything to do with the lesson. And you can actually start this after I make this comment, Dan, because it doesn't need to be in there. But your attorney general, who's William Barr, you know, you don't realize, I read this recently. When I graduated from high school, I went to Albertus Magnus, which is right over here in Bardonia. William Barr's wife is a graduate. She graduated a year before me from Albertus. And I thought, interesting. So there are people in high places that know Jesus. You know, you get all of the nonsense in the papers and the news, but there are godly people that are positioned. They may not expound it from their place of responsibility, But when I read that recently, I thought, interesting. And the reason I say that is because there was another, you know, I played not on the basketball team, but kind of. And, well, I did. I did play. I just wasn't starting. I didn't start. I wasn't tall enough. But I did play a little on that team. But those individuals, and I say kind of, I wasn't starting or didn't have a prominent role, but I did play. And that information, one of the gentlemen that played on that team is now a lawyer in D.C., and he's really the one that I saw it on Facebook. I saw it on a post that he made, said, oh, you know, he said, I bumped into, he's a graduate, and he bumped into this former graduate who's married to William Barr. So I just thought it was interesting information, you know, that, you know, you keep praying for these elected officials. They may not even be active Christians, but they know Jesus, you know, and we need to keep praying for them. Amen. But let's turn over. We're going to start this lesson tonight. Let's turn over to Psalm 57. And these are familiar scriptures, but I just want us to look at this and meditate on this a little bit. Psalm 57 and verse 7, and then we're going to look at Psalm 112 and verse 7. But let's look at Psalm 57, 7 first. And what does it say here? It says, my heart is fixed, O God. Then he says it again. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. You know, when your heart's fixed, you can sing. You know, you're not moaning and groaning. It says here, when your heart's fixed, oh God, my heart is fixed, I will sing and give praise. When it talks about the heart here, it talks about our inner, you know, our inner man or our mind or soul, could be, our understanding. And to be fixed, I like these, you know, this is faith here. My heart is fixed. It means to be firm, to be stable, to be established, to be fixed, be securely determined. I like these words. To be determined, perfect, ready, certain, stand. My heart is prepared, it's steady, it's determined, you see. I just looked up the word fixed in the dictionary, Merriam-Webster. It said, not subject to change or fluctuation. That would be what fixed is. It's not subject to change or fluctuation, firmly set in the mind. So one of the things, you know, when we talk about healing, you know, we were looking at it just briefly, just commenting this morning, you know, when you talk about pressure and you talk about things that are going on in life and things that may come against you individually, you'll find out real quick whether or not you're fixed in heart. Because pressure, if you're fixed in your mind and you say, well, I have faith, and faith is in your mind or your, you know, and not in your heart, and we know the difference. If your faith is in your heart, it's fixed and it will not change no matter what. It's not going to get off of that. It's not going to budge, is another word. But when it's in your mind, enough pressure, and you know this from life, just life experience, if you have enough pressure, you could change your mind about something. You could. If you got enough pressure put on you, some people just say, you know what, it's not worth it, right? People just say, this is not worth it. I'm just, forget it. It's not worth it. I'm not going to fight this. But a person who's fixed will say, I'll fight you. Tooth and nail, I'm not budging. I'm not going to budge. You know, somebody will say, I'll see you in court. I'm not budging. Because you are what? Convinced of what you believe. You know, you're not just believing something or anything. You're believing something that God promised. And it's settled. And as far as I'm concerned, if I didn't get any other direction from the Holy Ghost, then I'm staying right here. I'm not moving. I'm not going to budge. That's being fixed in your heart. Now, sometimes, you know, people can miss it and say, I'm not budging. And the Holy Ghost is saying, I understand that, but you need to take this little path over here. And they override the word of God with a prompting from the Holy Ghost. It's not to say that the word of God is not true. But the Holy Ghost knows more about us than we do. And so when it comes to things concerning health and finances and just our life, it's not wrong to stand on the word. It's not wrong to confess the word. But the Holy Spirit may come in and say, I want you to go have this checked, or I want you to do this. And we need to observe that, because he knows some things. I experienced that myself. Being fixed and settled on something concerning healing and found myself with about 6 months to live. And I wasn't getting off it. And finally, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, if you don't do this, you won't see the end of the year. And it was a simple nutritional change. But I could have missed it, you see. Could have. And then have been 6 feet under, and everybody would have gone, oh. See? And that's what happens a lot of times. We miss these little things that the Holy Ghost is nudging us, and we ignore them, standing on the word. See? Nothing wrong with being fixed, but you need to be fixed on the word of God and equally fixed and determined that I'm going to obey the Holy Spirit. Same thing. So this here, not subject to change or fluctuation, is being fixed. I like some of these other translations. The Amplified says, my heart is fixed. Oh God, my heart is steadfast and confident. The Passion Translation says, my heart, O God, is quiet and confident. The New Living Translation says, my heart is confident in you, O God. My heart is confident. No wonder I can sing your praises, because I'm confident. See, Brother Hagin would always say this. He'd say, teach the word of God, but then be open to allow the Holy Spirit to move in your midst. So it's the same for us. Stand on the word of God, but then be open to allow him to guide you and lead you, right? That's just another way of saying it. It doesn't mean if he says, go do something here, go do something, right? Whatever that something is, it doesn't mean we're not in faith. Doesn't mean that I've let go of something. What it means is he knows exactly what you need to do to bring about what you've been confessing. I'll say it another way. Because a lot of times, sometimes when we make confessions, we've already predetermined this is how it's going to manifest. This is how it's going to come to pass. And you know what I always say? You don't know nothing. We don't know. We have no idea. So what we need to do is make a faith confession, but then allow the Holy Spirit to guide us to bring to pass that which we are confessing. You see, don't try to predetermine how God is going to answer that prayer, because a lot of times people have already predetermined, I'm going to have it this way, and I'm going to have this testimony and this. And that's wonderful. But don't try to predetermine this is the way it's going to come to pass, because we can miss it. We can miss it. You see? So being fixed is just being confident that what's been promised to us is mine. But don't try to figure out that this is how it's going to roll out. See? When he says, by his stripes I have been healed, that's true. I'm fixed with that. I've been healed. He didn't say how it was going to happen. He didn't say. And you need to be open to be led on that in that vein. And keep confessing the word of God. Keep speaking the word of God. That faith is activated by our confession. We keep confessing the word of God. It activates faith in us. Causes faith to be activated. And faith will cause the power of God to move. So just, you know, again, don't you think if it was a health issue and you went to the doctor, throwing away your medicine under the guise of, well, I believe God, I'm going to throw the medicine away. Medicine isn't going to heal you. All it's going to do is control the symptoms. Don't you think that if faith is working and the power of God is working in your body, don't you think your body will say, you don't need that anymore? Some other kind of side effect would happen, meaning if I'm taking some medicine and my body doesn't need it, there's going to be a reaction. Wouldn't that be so? I mean, does anybody with common sense would say that? So keep the switch of faith turned on. Keep saying, if there's something going on in your body, you keep saying, the healing power of God is at work in my body. Amen. And it's affecting a healing and a cure. How can I say that? Romans 8:11, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is quickening. He's giving life to my mortal body, and it's working in me. Life is working in me. Health is working in me. That's being fixed. That's being settled. That's being confident and unwavering. You can say that whether you're taking medicine or not, and you should. If you're taking a dose of medicine, you ought to be saying, the life of God is working in every cell of my body, affecting a healing and a cure. You ought to be saying that. Don't just put your trust in the... What does that scripture say? It says, my heart is fixed, my heart is fixed. Right? I will sing and give praise. Maybe this is a good transition. Let's go over and look at Psalm 112 and verse 7. Let's look at that scripture. Psalm 112. And you know, this doesn't have to, this can be whether it's health. I know we're talking about healing here, but this can be finances. This can be a job. This can be your family. This can be children. This can be anything. My heart is fixed. Why am I fixed on something? Because it's something that's been promised by God. That's what makes my heart fixed. Now, Psalm 112, and look at verse 7. It says, he shall not be what? Afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed. Doing what? Trusting in the Lord. So when the doctor gives you some evil tidings, what does this say? My heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Yes, sir. Not being moved. Not vacillating. Oh, my God, what am I going to do now? I'll tell you, you know, it was interesting. When I heard the Spirit of God say to me those words, if you don't go to the doctor and get your stomach checked, you won't see the end of the year. I was so determined that I still, it was another 2 weeks before I went. And yet I finally realized, I said to myself, that was the Holy Spirit, fool. He knows something you don't know. You need to go. So I went. So here you can see, listen to some of these translations, God's Word translation. He is not afraid of bad news. His heart remains secure, full of confidence in the Lord. My goodness. Not afraid of bad news. His heart remains secure, full of confidence in the Lord. The Good News translation. It says, he is not afraid of receiving bad news. His faith is strong, and he trusts in the Lord. Your heart's fixed, settled. How does your heart become fixed? That's a question. You know, we think our hearts are fixed. Like I said, you get enough pressure and you find out whether it is fixed or not. One good key is, how did I receive the bad news? How did I receive the report? How did my heart receive that? Did it fear? Was it concerned? You know, you can be concerned, but then be anxious about it. Oh my God! Now you can't sleep. Now you're anxious about something. But is your heart fixed? If it's fixed, this is what it says here. He's not afraid of receiving bad news. This is the New Living Translation. It says, Psalm 112, verse 7, they do not fear bad news. They confidently trust the Lord to care for them. He cares for them. The Amplified Translation, it says, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is firmly fixed, trusting, leaning on, and being confident in the Lord. The Passion Translation, it says, they will not live in fear. See, this is another way of putting this. So I like looking at different translations. They will not live in fear or dread of what may come. See, you can get bad news that's not happened yet. It's just, it may come. Right? So you're living in dread and fear. You don't even have it. And now you're worried about something. Something that may happen. Right? So you can do, that's what it says here. They will not live in fear or dread of what may come, for their hearts are firm, ever secure in their faith. See? So so when we trust in the Lord, our hearts, when we have confidence in God, we have confidence in his word, our hearts are fixed. They're strong. They're confident. And that's why it's so important when you look at Romans 12, 2, that's why it's important to have our minds renewed. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind. So when your minds are renewed, it gets in sync with your heart. Because you can look at enough stuff and research enough stuff where your mind is affected. And if you keep doing it long enough, it'll cause your heart to be unsettled. So that's the whole point in this. Read that again in the King James. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings or bad news. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. You know, at some point in your life, you're going to receive some bad news. You know, we don't like to admit that, but sometime in your life, somebody's going to say something that's not too pleasant. And it's going to be some bad news. And you're going to find out real quick how your heart is. How did you receive it? How did you respond? You going to stay up all night? You going to worry about it? Because worrying, what did Matthew 6 say? Take no anxious thought. Now, yeah, it's talking about what you eat and what you wear and so forth, but it can be some other things that are going on in your life. How are you receiving the bad news, the bad report? I'm telling you, you can go through it. And that's what this is saying here in Psalm 57. My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. That's why when you hear some of these stories that Brother Hagin talks about, when he said, "Death gripped my body when I was in bed, and I just started to laugh at it." How many of you had death grip your body? Not a whole lot. And he said, death, he said, "I knew it was death because I had experienced before." He said, "I knew death gripped my body, and I began to laugh and say, 'Ha, ha, ha, devil, you're defeated.'" And he said, it wasn't too long, all the symptoms left. But you see, the key was, if he had taken fear, it may have gone a different way. But he knew too much at that point. His heart was fixed, and he began to laugh at the devil. He didn't call 911. Well, they didn't have 911 then. So when our hearts are fixed and steady, they're confident. They're what? They're not. Another way of saying is that we're not wavering. We're not wavering. It's fixed. That's what I was reading in that definition from Merriam-Webster. Not subject to change or fluctuation. When your heart's fixed, it's not fluctuating. It's not vacillating. It's not wavering. You know, maybe, maybe not. It's fixed. It's steady. That's some of the words here. Securely determined. You're fixed. So, how can I be fixed or firm or secure, not subject to change or wavering concerning healing? How can I get that? How can I be, you know, when we look at healing, how can I be firmly determined or fixed in my heart concerning healing? How does that come about? Well, we know that. Romans 10:17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's how your heart becomes fixed. Not your mind, your heart. Your heart becomes fixed. And what does it say? Trusting in the Lord. You could say trusting in his word. Same thing. You'd be the same thing. So let's take a look, looking at this, let's jump over and spend a few minutes and let's look at Hebrews 11:1. Let's just look at this. It's important. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. When we talk about being fixed, which is really going back to that little story about that man that had arthritis that Brother Hagin read about. What did they do? They called for the elders of the church. They anointed him with oil. Nothing changed. But he said they kept confessing that they believed they were healed. Their hearts were fixed. They were determined that the word was true. Hebrews 11:1 from the King James, it said, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." What's substance? Faith is substance. The Amplified, it says, "Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not received or revealed to the senses." So you can see here, when our hearts are fixed, we're not to, what is 2 Corinthians 5:7? We walk by faith and not by sight. I like some of these other translations. It's the Weymouth translation says, "For we are living a life of faith and not one of sight." We're living a life of faith and not of sight. The New Living Translation says, "For we live by believing and not by seeing." We live by believing and not by seeing. So it doesn't mean that I ignore my symptoms in my body, but I receive the promise of God. I receive his word, which is health, which is life, which is the power of God, and I receive that. How do I receive it? By faith. And how do I activate the power of God? How do I activate the word of God? How do I turn that switch on? With my mouth. because out of the heart a man believes. Romans 10, 9 and 10. With the heart, see, we're talking about my heart is fixed. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Well, you could say the same thing. With the heart man receiveth healing, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, which is healing. So we have to receive, we have to believe to receive it, and then activate it with our mouth. I believe I receive. And this is, the more we do that, the more firm and fixed your heart is. I mean, we can go over to the Gospels. What does it say Jesus was speaking? He said, let me show you a wise man who built his house upon a rock. And he did what? He dug down deep and built a foundation upon a rock so that when the storms of life blew, it could not. It said it could not blow the house down. But then it said, let me show you a foolish person who built their house upon sand. And he said, great was the destruction of it. So we're going to have to build this foundation. What does that mean? When I build something on a rock, it's fixed. It's fixed. It's not going to budge. And I'm not budging off of the fact that God's word, what does it say? In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So his word is forever settled in heaven. If that word did not come to pass, if it changed, God would have to, he'd be a liar, and he wouldn't be God. He said he can't change. He cannot lie, and he can't change. So if he can't change, and he can't lie, then his word has to come to pass. I can be absolutely convinced of the word of God. My heart can be fixed, settled, unwavering, and open to the Holy Ghost to lead me and guide me, direct me. Not predetermine things, but confess the word of God. I am healed. How that healing comes, what do you care? As long as you're healed, what do you care? What do you care how the healing comes? Don't really care. Now you're not in pain. Now you're healed. Now you're restored. Your body's restored. You know, Brother Hagin used to say this all the time. He said, I don't know why people have such a fuss about going to doctors. He said, doctors and ministers are trying to do the same thing. They're trying to get people's bodies restored. They have the same goal, the same objective. But we need to be led. So our hearts are fixed. Listen to Hebrews 11:1, the Moffat translation. It says, now faith means that we are confident of what we hope for, convinced of what we do not see. Convinced of things we don't see. The Good News Bible, it says, to have faith is to be sure of the things we hope for and to be certain of the things we cannot see. So you have to be fixed and certain that my body's healed, regardless of what I'm experiencing. I have to be convinced and fixed with that. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. Therefore, I'll praise you while it hurts. Because faith is what? Convinced or certain of things we can't see. Convinced. The complete Jewish Bible, it says, trusting is being confident of what we hope for, convinced about things we do not see. I like this. This is God's Word translation. This is another way of saying it. Faith assures us. See, this is when we talk about faith causing our hearts to be fixed. Faith, it says here, assures us of things we expect and convinces us of the existence of things we cannot see. Oh boy, I love this translation. I'm going to read it again. Faith assures us of things we expect and convinces us of the existence of things we cannot see. That's being fixed. That's being settled. Faith is assuring us of something we're expecting but can't see. And it's convincing us of things we can't see. Faith does that. So when our hearts are fixed, we can see how faith comes into play here. Faith causes our hearts to be on solid ground. It is, as I've heard some ministers say, faith creates the solid ground on which our expectations rest upon. Faith forms a solid ground on which our expectations rest upon. You know, what does that mean? Things I hope for, things I'm expecting. You can't receive by your hope. You're going to receive by faith. Faith forms a solid ground. I don't have that translation, but I believe there is a translation that, yeah, the Berkeley translation says, but faith forms a solid ground for what is hoped for, a conviction of unseen realities. So faith forms that solid ground. You know, you think about it, you're sitting on that chair. Would you sit on that chair if you weren't certain about the floor? You'd be like, let me get out of here. So you are convinced that this floor will hold you up. So you're sitting in the chair. It's no different. You get on that plane, you're convinced there's a pilot up there. And you're getting to your destination. Something unseen. You don't even know you paid for a ticket to go to California. You're believing you're going to go there because you just bought a ticket. That's just natural faith. How much more God's word? He said you're healed. So I have to believe that I've received it. How do I activate the power of God? It's no different than when Jesus was walking on the water and he said to Peter, come. Peter could have then just talked about the circumstances. He could have talked about the waves and the wind, and then, in a way, I'm getting out of this boat. But he got out of the boat. And the word that Jesus spoke had the potential in it to cause him, to give him the power to walk on the water as if it was solid ground. How was that activated? He acted on it. And so it's no different. Faith believes. He had to believe that when Jesus said, come, that he was going to be able to do that. So he had to believe the word that Jesus spoke. And by acting upon it, it activated the power of God. No different for us. When we read these stories about the person with the arthritis, what did they do? They heard the word, they had to believe it, and then they began to confess and say, my body's healed. And it activated the word of God and the power of God and caused his body to be healed and restored. So we can see here that faith is key to us having a fixed heart. Or you could say a settled heart. It's key. Let's take a quick look at 2 Corinthians 4:18. We know these scriptures, but just want to look at them again. Second Corinthians 4:18. It says, while, I'm going to read from the King James, while we look not at the things which are what? Seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So how do you see things that are eternal? You're going to have to see them by faith. Like Brother Hagin would talk when he was on his sickbed, his deathbed, he'd say, I'd see myself preaching. I'd see myself doing something. I saw myself alive. And he said those that he's ministered through the years, people, you know, I remember one story he talked about a woman who had been in the ministry so many years. She was up in age, and she just said, well, you know, just leave me alone. I want to go home. And he said, you can go home, but why don't you get well first, and then if you want to go home, then that's your choice. He said, it's an interesting thing. When people get well, all of a sudden, they don't want to go home. They want to go to heaven. They want to get up and do something. So that's what this lady did. She said, well, you know what? I just began to see myself out there preaching. She was in her late 80s, early 90s, and she just got up and she said, you know what? I just saw myself well. And she was loaded with cancer, just skin and bone. And she said, I began to see myself well. I began to see myself healed. I began to see my stomach flat. It was all extended because of that. It's down to a choice, isn't it? We can choose to believe God, or we can choose not to. We can believe the circumstances. And that's the difference between walking in faith or walking in sight and your heart being fixed or unsettled or wavering. That's the difference. Hebrews 10:35. Let's take a quick look there. Hebrews 10:35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. You could look at this again just the same way we're taught where we started. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. That means you're not casting away your confidence. It's another way of saying it. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward, for you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Amen. Now turn over to Galatians 3. I want to take a look at this, looking at this in the area of faith and our hearts being fixed. Galatians chapter 3. And look at verse 5, and I want to look at verses 5 through 14. And I'm actually going to read this from the New Living, because the King James sometimes, you know, I've read it enough where I understand it, but sometimes it's just easier to read in a modern translation. You can follow along in the King James. But the New Living Translation, starting in verse 5 of Galatians 3, it says, I ask you again, does God give you the Holy Spirit and work miracles among you because you obey the law? Of course not. It is because you believe the message you heard about Christ. You could say it, a message about healing. In the same way, Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. The real children of Abraham, then, are those who put their faith in God. What's more, the scriptures looked forward to this time when God would declare the Gentiles to be righteous because of their faith. God proclaimed this good news to Abraham long ago when he said, all nations will be blessed through you. Verse 9, so all who put their faith in Christ share the same blessing Abraham received because of his faith. But those who depend on the law to make them right with God are under his curse. For the scriptures say, cursed is everyone who does not observe and obey all the commands that are written in God's book of the law. So it is clear that no one can be made right with God by trying to keep the law. It's important to remember that. No one can be made right with God by trying to keep the law. For the scriptures say it is through what? Faith that a righteous person has life. This way of faith is very different from the way of law, which says it is through obeying the law that a person has life. But Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. When he hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. For it is written in the scriptures, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. Through Christ Jesus, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessing he promised to Abraham, so that we who are believers might receive the promised Holy Spirit through faith. So you can see here that it's by faith that we have to receive the promises of God. It's by faith that our hearts become fixed and settled and prepared and determined and not wavering. And it's by faith that we see those things or cause ourselves to be in a place to be determined that those things that we hope for or expect shall come to pass. Things that we don't see. And as always, you know what I said, don't consult your feelings about things. You know, do not consult your feelings about something. You know, those things are temporal. Those things are meant to change. I didn't put them in my notes. I have something that I pulled out of F.F. Bosworth. But the difference, always remember this. The law, the difference between law and grace, we had to obey, not us, but in the Old Testament, in order for them to be made right with God, in order for them to even receive the blessings of God, in order for them to be right with God, to receive even healing, they had to obey the law. And if they didn't obey the law, they could be exposed to the curse, and sickness and disease could come into their camps or on them individually. But grace, we don't have to do something to get right with God. It was already done for us. We just have to receive what's already been done by faith. We don't have to do something to get right with God. We don't have to do something to be healed. It's already been done. It's already been paid for. This grace has been made available to us, and so we do what? We receive this grace by faith. And that's what's so important, that we can walk in health, we can walk in healing. Maybe we're in the natural, maybe we're not there yet. But keep the switch of faith turned on. Keep feeding upon the Word of God, which causes this heart to become what? Anchored in the Word of God. It causes your heart to be secure and not wavering. And not wavering because of what? Bad news. Bad news may come from, you know, maybe some symptom comes on your body, and that's the way that bad news comes. Maybe it didn't come from somebody. Maybe some symptom came on your body. How did you receive that? Did you fear? Did you quick go, I need to, you know, all of a sudden, you know how people do? They think the worst. They begin to think the worst before they ever went and had it checked. Or sometimes people won't even go have it checked because they're thinking the worst. And I'm thinking, you don't even know. Why'd you go have it checked? So it ought to tell you right away that maybe their heart isn't fixed. See? What did Psalm 112? It said, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. So our hearts shouldn't be moved by what a doctor says. Our hearts shouldn't be moved by what our body's saying. Our heart is fixed upon the Word of God. And God's Word will work in me if I receive it and activate it. How do I activate it? With my mouth. I believe in my heart, and I speak with my mouth. I mean, I've just, and I think sometimes we give up too easy. We just give in too easy, thinking that something's not changing. Maybe you've been standing for a year, 2 years, 10 years. What happened to Abraham when he was spoken to? How old was he then? It was 20-some years, 24, 25 years before Sarah had a baby? How many of you would have liked to have been Joshua and Caleb, walking with a bunch of folks that were just unbelievers, unbelieving, murmuring, complaining? How'd you like to be that? So his heart was fixed, convinced that what God had spoken, we're going into the promised land and be around people that just spoke negative and unbelief. So you may be that. You may be around some of that. But you're going to, the way your heart is going to become absolutely fixed is by keep feeding on the Word of God. How did you receive? That's why I keep saying God's Word. It said he is not afraid of bad news. His heart remains secure, full of confidence in the Lord. He is not afraid of receiving bad news. His faith is strong and he trusts in the Lord. It doesn't mean you don't go to doctors. It doesn't mean you don't have things checked. It doesn't mean you don't get financial advice if you need it. It doesn't mean you don't get advice, but you trust in God. And you trust in his word, and you're confident that he's going to bring to pass what he said. And I just need to be open to let him lead me and guide me. Go over here, do this, see this person. Be led by that inward witness. That's really what we're talking about. Something doesn't feel right, then put it on the shelf. Hold up. Say, okay, Lord, what does that mean? That's all we're talking about. He will lead you to the right people to help you where your health's concerned. He'll lead you to the right people to help and assist you, give you the right guidance and counsel. That's why we're led. Keep your confession activated. Keep it activated. Keep it activated. But then don't just be open to everything that's thrown at you. If you're not comfortable with what a doctor is prescribing, then you need to say, Lord, find me somebody else. Find me somebody else. Because those decisions, don't ever be pressured into making a decision. See, remember what we said? If your heart's fixed, you won't be pressured. Because that goes right back to this. Not afraid of evil tidings. When you're pressured, that means you're responding to fear words. That's what that means. How do you receive? I'm just saying this a number of different ways so we think about it. If your heart's fixed, this says here, he shall not be afraid of bad news or receiving bad news. When people come and they tell you, if you don't do this, if you don't follow this protocol, such and such, we say, well, you know what? I think I'll get back to you. Because that's fear words. Even if they told you you have a month to live, it's still fear. Because I need to know, how did my heart receive that? Because nothing is impossible with God. And I'm not saying that a doctor's, they know science and they may know facts, but they don't know the unseen. God has the final word. His word will work in me if I work it. So no doctor is God. Doesn't mean we don't go and get their counsel and advice, but they're not God. And greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Greater is he that's in me than sickness and disease. And I need to keep that activated in me and keep my heart, as we were sharing here, firm and fixed and settled and convinced. What, convinced of what? That his word is true and it's working in me. That's being fixed. It's working. It's active in me. It's working. It's driving out of my body every sickness and disease. It's causing my body to change. So if we do that and keep that active, then our hearts stay fixed. And it's our choice, isn't it? It's our choice. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you, Father, that our hearts are fixed, trusting in you. Our hearts are fixed. Oh God, our hearts are fixed and settled. And we thank you for it. Thank you, Father, for watering the word, the seed that's in our hearts. Thank you, Father, for bringing about health and restoration in our bodies. Thank you, Father, for the healing power of God that's working in our bodies. Thank you for the word of God, which has health and healing in it. And we receive this word. We receive the healing power of God in our bodies, and we activate it with our mouths. We say we are healed. We say that the healing power of God is working in every cell and tissue of our bodies, driving out sickness and disease. We are not subject to the curse. We're not under the curse. But cursed is everyone that hung on a tree, which is Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.